Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? This is Brian Roar. Welcome back to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. This is episode 28. Today is Friday, November 19th, 2021. It's National Monopoly Day. Hey, can't go wrong with one of the greatest board games ever made. I always loved the little thimble piece that, you know, you like the pieces that you could pick from. What they had: a race car, they had a thimble, they had a hat, they had a train or something. Just a good game. They actually have so many out now. They have a Monario. They have a Mario Monopoly. They have, I guess they have a Mount Vernon Monopoly. They have a Newark Monopoly. It's just, you can make any kind of Monopoly, you know. So it was always a good game to kill some time, and I mean, kill a lot of time. You better have a whole day set aside just to play one damn game of it. But it was just so much fun, and there's just, like I said, so many different versions out there, and just good memories, you know. Always loved passing, you know, go and getting that extra $200, and it was always hard deciding if you wanted to do like the hotels or if you wanted to buy houses and stuff. And you know, always wanted to land on Park Place. That was one of the biggest ones, because I think it was the most the one that paid the most, spots that paid the most. But you know, getting the utilities, that was always good. Always hated the, as everyone does, you know, the go directly to jail card. It's like, come on, man. You know, and then you got to roll three times to get the same numbers and see how that goes. And but, you know, it's just a good family game. Good game if you're, you know, cooped up, like we're going to have the holidays going on next week. It's a good family game. Just crank it out. Play it for a few hours. You know, you ain't got to play all day unless you want to. It's fine. But, you know, just some fun, just a fun board game. You know, we don't give board games much love, and, you know, there's a lot of good ones out there, like Battleship's a good one, Guess Who, that's a classic, what else we got there, Dungeons and Dragons, I don't know, that's probably not a board game, but, you know, it's a type of game, but, you know, dust off the old Monopoly and see what happens. I know they have a digital one now too. We got that. That's pretty cool. It's like they give you, instead of cash, they give you like a debit card, and you know, it's all modern now, so you put it in this like little chip thing, and you know, you add or deduct the amount of funds that you're adding or deducting. Easy as that. So happy Monopoly Day. And, you know, happy National Board Game Day. Screw it. Why the heck not? It's also National Carbonated Beverage Day, so we'll give some love to that later on in the show. And as always, we'll do a little on this date. So, as you can tell in the background, we got little Mr. John Bon Jovi playing. What a good man. What a good Samaritan. But on this date, in 1988, Bon Jovi started a two-week run at number one with their hit single, Bad Medicine, from this album, New Jersey. Excuse me. It's not playing right now. This is Lay Your Hands on Me. Great song. But, you know, like I was saying, John Bon Jovi, he's a good Samaritan. I don't know if I had said this on a past show. If I did, I apologize. But, John Bon Jovi, he owns a restaurant, maybe a couple of them in New Jersey, where if you don't have enough money to pay for your meal, as long as you clean the plate, clean up, you know, your area and all that, you'll eat for free. So that's a really good soul right there. He's got good karma coming his way, and you know, he still looks good. You know, he's still got good tan and, you know, good hair. That's everything right there. And, you know, he's just a good, just seems like a real good dude. Good dad. And, you know, he did an undercover, he went undercover and was like as a bartender, and he went to a karaoke bar. That's what it was. Sorry. He went to a karaoke bar and people were singing Bon Jovi songs and he was the bartender, and you know, he went out behind them and it was like, well, hey, let me try a few songs, you know, because they were like, hey, bartender, you know, why don't you sing something? And you know, so he went up there and started singing his own songs and a couple other ones, and they're like, man, you're really good. And come to find out, it was really him, and they were like, oh my god, it's John Bon Jovi. That's pretty cool. Yeah, always like that kind of stuff. It'd be cool to do like undercover boss and all that, but yeah, he's just a good soul. So congratulations to Bon Jovi and all the success in the band and everything. But speaking of Bad Medicine, here it is. It's playing. So 2 week run at number one. That's crazy to think, you know, it's such a good song. And back in the day, you know, it was probably what they were classified as, what, like not hair metal, obviously, but it was like glam pop. You know, they were just rock and roll. Just good old rock and roll, man. You know, Poison was another one that was classified as like glam rock and all that. It's like, oh, so they dressed up like women, you know, they had makeup and crazy ass hair and, you know, spandex and all that, but they rock and roll, you know, it's music. It's, you go to get entertained and you go for the music. So they was just doing the best of both worlds. So that's a little, on this date for you, 1988, my goodness. If I sound a little nasally, it's just allergies. Believe me, it's just allergies. It's not to gross you out, but, you know, everything coming out is clear. So that's always a good sign. And, you know, with that being said, if you guys want to reach out to me on the socials or anything like that, hit me up anytime. I know I haven't really done much shows this week. It's, as always, it's been a crazy week, you know, between work and trying to find sleep and, you know, trying to hang out with my wife. You know, I haven't had a chance to do that a lot lately, and, you know, it's kind of depressing, but, you know, you just kind of got to keep on trucking, and I'm doing what I can, and, you know, it's, you know, everyone else is in the same boat, so kudos to everyone out there busting their ass and everything, but, you know, always take time to hang out with your loved ones, and, you know, because you only get so much time on this earth with them. So if you guys want to reach out to me on my socials, I'm on the Twitter. If you're on Twitter, I'm at BRoar3. If you are on TikTok, you know, as everyone is maybe nowadays, I don't know, it's pretty addicting, but if you're over there, you want to check out some of my videos, I am at BrianRoar1986. And if you're over on the gram, I am at BRoar. And as always, you know, we have a Patreon. If you guys want to, guys and girls want to donate to this lovely podcast, and as always, spread the word to the masses. Get this son of a bitch on the road. That's the main goal. That would be awesome. But you can do so at www.patreon, so that's patreon.com/R, and then all lowercase OCKNROHR22. As always, I'll have these in the show notes if you guys didn't get a chance to write it down or anything, so don't worry, I got your back. With that being said, we're going on today's show, we're going to on the topics for today's show, we are going to do, is live music popular in your country? I know a lot of people that listen to this show are in the United States, but a lot of them are not, you know, so I thank you, everyone that's listening to this show that's not from the United States and giving me a chance, you know, I appreciate it, and let me know about where you're from, you know, but we'll talk about, is live music popular in your country? What else we got here? What radio station do you listen to? If you listen to the radio anymore, I know everything is streaming and CDs, but mostly streaming, but, or podcasts, you know, or anything, but what radio station do you listen to? Did you ever go to a symphony as a child? that was always a big thing growing up, and we'll talk about that a little bit. And do you create playlists? It's one of those little personal things. I know mixtapes and everything, CDRs used to be big in the day, but do you still do that nowadays? And we'll talk about all that, folks. We'll dig into it deep, and we'll start at the top of it. So is live music popular in your country? The reason why I ask that is because in the United States, there's a lot of bands that play live, obviously. And there's a lot of bands that don't have either A, the funds, or B, the marketing to play in other countries. But when they do, the turnout is, it is amazing. I mean, I've seen bands that, just rinky-dink bands, like there was a melodic metal band from Detroit, Michigan. They were called For Dire Life's Sake. Check them out. Great band. They're not around anymore. I'm so sad, but great band. But every time that they would play and go over to Japan, they would have the most fans there because they never, because the different countries, they don't get a lot of acts that come and play for them. It's sad. Yeah, I understand it costs a lot of money and everything, but I'm telling you, when these bands do play in foreign countries, the turnout is, like I said, amazing. And, that's awesome. Everybody loves live music. Don't matter where you're at, how old you are, what the color of your skin is, everybody loves live music. And, when you get, when you don't have that, and you finally have a band or an artist or, a group or anything like that come over to where you live, your side of the tracks, hell yeah, you're going to show up and, like an army, because they don't get much entertainment. It's sad. I'm sure there's a lot of good foreign artists out there that play regularly, play locally. They might have national acts and everything. So, but, some people like Iron Maiden, when they play overseas, you're talking a freaking swarm of people. Everybody loves Maiden. They're an influential metal band. Bruce Dickinson is a hell of a singer. And, the whole band is just... it's just amazing. Even at their age, they're still freaking rocking and rolling. So, but they just have a big turnout, and that's a beautiful thing about music. It brings everyone together, no matter, like I said, age, sex, color, don't matter. Music's universal, and that's the beauty of it. And it's just live shows. You just can't beat it. I know there's a lot of stuff going on still about Astroworld, and that's so sad that that happened, and I feel for the victims and the families and everything, and but it's that's the, I guess, the risk you take. I don't know, it's sad, but just be careful, look out for one another, just be there for your brothers and sisters. That's what I'm trying to say. But, is live music popular in the country, in America? Oh, yeah. I mean, even locally, there's good performing artists around town and everything. And that was always the best thing, playing in bands growing up and everything, is playing different cities, seeing different people and seeing the same people, seeing, your fans that would come out and everything. And even playing, if you were... we played out of state a couple times, and people would show up. Everybody loves music. We just don't get it much right now because what's going on, the pandemic and everything. But things are getting back. I mean, hell, just be safe. That's all. But for everyone listening to this podcast that are over in different countries, let me know what kind of artists come and play for you guys and girls. Or do you have local artists that you guys and girls go see, that are, that we wouldn't know of, or bands that we should check out? Please let me know, leave a comment on either Twitter or anywhere on my socials or anything, because I'd like to know that, man. I think that'd be pretty cool to listen to different local bands or different national acts from different countries. Hell, why not? Next on the topic we're going to talk about today is, what radio station do you listen to? So, I know, like I said, streaming music is the popular thing now, you know, like Spotify and Pandora, you know, you have, you know, your monthly fee, or if you want to listen to it for free, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's the ads is what kill you, Jesus. Even on Hulu, I mean, we pay damn near $70 a month, and there's supposed to be no ads, and we still get ads. It's like, come on, man. I understand you guys gotta make money, but Jesus, you're making $70 a month off of us, you know, and then times that by, I don't know, a million people, $70 million or 7 million, I don't know, I'm not good with math right now, but, you know, it's just like, get rid of the ads, come on, we're paying that much, just get rid of the damn ads, please. But, you know, you have satellite radio like Sirius, you have, what else you got out there? Oh, those are probably the two big ones. You got Sirius, Pandora, and Spotify. Like for music, I know Google Music, Apple Music, and all that. But radio stations, we're talking about, nah, you know, that little screen on in your car or your truck or van, whatever, and the radio station, you know, the antenna on your car. Remember that thing? Radio stations used to be the creme de la creme back in the day. And they still are. There's a lot of good, successful radio stations out there. And, you know, they've been around a long time. And radio stations are just they're the backbone of the music industry, I believe. Okay, they keep the old classics going. They keep the new stuff going, obviously. And there's different stations that accommodate to your listening needs, whether you like country, whether you like pop, whether you like, you know, hip-hop, R&B, whether you like blues, whether you like classic rock. There's everything for anybody out there. One of my favorite radio stations I listen to is a local from Newark, 101.7. Cool, 101.7. I love that station because it's got a great blend of oldies, like from the 50s all the way to the 90s, and we're talking everything and anything in between. They can go from Bon Jovi to Motley Crue to Patti LaBelle to, you know, Ray Charles, and then go back to, you know, ABBA and Pat Benatar. I mean, they just all over the place. It's awesome. I love it. It's a great mix. Also liked T100 back in the day. Nowadays, they have so many different artists on there. Like, there's Whitney something. And, you know, they got good DJs and all that on there. I got a buddy of mine that works at T100. I think he still does. Tyler, if you're listening, let me know if you're still there or not. When I got out of REC, I actually had an interview with T100. So this was back in 2012. About 9 years ago, and it was a overnight DJ, and learned a lot from being there just for, it was me and another guy, and we were just kind of shadowing, you know, we didn't get the job, which, you know, is their fault, but, we were shadowing. There was a DJ there we were shadowing overnight and everything, and really learned a lot about the radio, how they pick the songs for, you know, the blocks, and, you know, you got to have certain ads every hour from certain companies, and, you know, it's just a lot that goes on behind the scenes that you really wouldn't think about, but it was awesome, and I would love to, you know, I'm doing a podcast now, obviously, you guys are listening to it, so it's just kind of, you know, a way of getting, if you like, you know, radio stuff, this is kind of your way of getting your foot in the door. It's awesome. I love this. I love talking to you guys and girls, and I love that you guys are still listening to me, you know, and, you know, I'm very thankful for that. But radio stations, what kind of stuff do you guys listen to? You know, is there you have a favorite radio station that you have programmed in your car, or you know, one that if there's nothing on, you kind of go through? Like I said, mine was Cool 101.7. Great station. It used to be called, what was it used to be called? Back in the 90s, it used to be called something else. Shiitake Mushrooms, I forget. But anyway, they've been there a long time, and would love to go tour there one day. So if anyone works at WNKO in Newark, and you're listening to this, I would love to take a tour. Used to live by the radio station, and you know, there's WHTH is a part of it too, so it's the AM channel. Kind of like here in the Vern, we got 93.7, you know, WQIO, and then we have WNVO, which is what you can listen to the now Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians, on WNVO. They officially changed their name today at, 9 a.m.? So the store's open. You best believe I'm going to get me some merch. I'm going to support them anyways. I mean, it's a great, I love the Indians. They'll always be the Indians. They'll always be the tribe at Jacobs Field. So I'm never going to let that down. But you always keep supporting your teams, you know, and everything. But always keep supporting your favorite radio stations too. So there's a bunch of Columbus. I mean, there's Power 107, there's 97.9, you know, WNCI, there's, what's the classic rock one? 96.3, I think that's it. WQIO, I think that's what it is. Anyway, trailing off here, sorry. But let me know what kind of radio stations you guys listen to, or if you listen to them at all, or have you ever heard of radio stations? A lot of kids nowadays, you know, that are the younger crowd, they probably don't know what radio stations are, and, you know, introduce them to them. Speaking of that, did you ever go to a symphony as a child? So a symphony is with strings, you know, it's with like violin. Cellos, all the wind instruments, and the like wooden instruments, I guess. But as a child growing up in Newark, our family was always in music. Like my sister played clarinet in the band for, gosh, I think 4 or 5 years. My brother played violin for 2, and I was the oddball and picked up the electric guitar, so I said, I'm doing my own thing. You know, but always wanted to learn how to play, like, the violin or what's the other thing? Could play the recorder. I know hot cross buns on the recorder. The xylophone. You know, so growing up, like I said, my sister was in band, so we would go, and they would have, like, yearly specials. They would have, like, a Christmas special. They would have, a holiday special and all that. It was usually around this time of year, and it was just awesome. It's beautiful music. I mean, yes, it would probably put you to sleep now, but, I mean, just the way that the conductors, like, have all the string instruments going at certain times or together, and have the wind instruments going, and that's a lot of work as a conductor. It looks like it's, you know, not as easy as you know, picking up a guitar and writing a song. You know, you have to orchestrate, you know, like 20 to 40 people and make sure they are all in sync. You know, not the boy band, but in sync, like, together. And it's just beautiful sounding. I mean, nothing better than listening to some good holiday music. And even choir. Like, a lot of people in growing up in school and everything would be in choir. And it's awesome. I mean, good harmonies. That's the best thing about singing, I think, is when you find that perfect vocal harmony, whether it be a higher one, a lower one, whether it be a man and a woman, or two men, or two women, I don't care. It's just, harmonies are awesome. They are beautiful, and they almost bring a tear to your eye, you know, depending on who's singing with who, and how they sound and everything. It's beautiful. God, I love harmonies. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about symphonies. So, like I said, growing up, we would go, my sister was in band, blah, 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 blah. We've been down there. And, you know, a lot of work goes into it, a lot of preparation, a lot of good band teachers out there. Mr. Lamb, he has retired for many of years from Newark. He was the band director, very smart man. Very, very smart man. Loved music, obviously. But, you know, even going to, like, to see the Nutcracker, or what was another big one we went to see? Dagnabbit. Can't think of anything right now other than Nutcracker. I'm in the holiday mood. So that was always awesome to see. It was a ballet, yeah, but they would have music going on, obviously. And, you know, like right now, they have the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. If you guys never heard of them, they are it's a live rock band that plays Christmas music. Love them. Would love to see them live. You know, they have different artists play with them. Like, I think right now, one of their guitar players is, what the hell band is he from? He's from Warren. Sorry, I'm forgetting his name. Dagnabbit. I can see his face. He's got long brown hair and hell of a guitar player. I'm sorry if you're listening and I don't know your name. But great, great band. Would love to see him live. And, you know, you always hear him like on the Wild Lights commercial and everything. And the Tubular Bells. Or no, wait, no, that's the Exorcist thing. Something about bells. you know, but the symphonies, you know, they don't get much love, and, you know, there, a lot of work goes into it. So the holiday season's coming up. See if there's any going on around your guys' neighborhood, you know, go to your local high school and watch them. I'm sure they still allow visitors to come in, and auditoriums have them, and, or go to the Palace Theater there in Columbus and see what's going on there. Bob Dylan's going to be playing there either this month or next month. So a little side note, if you're a Dylan fan. And yeah, symphonies, just good music. Gotta love them. Hell, Metallica had the symphony. Remember that on the No Leaf Clover song? And I think it was the S&M album. And I mean, a lot of artists have played with symphonies before. The Symphony of Destruction. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, a lot of, who is another one? Styx played with the Cleveland Symphony, represent. And, yeah, just a lot of good mixtures of rock and symphony. And, you know, it's a good combination. A lot of talented symphonic artists out there. And next on the list we'll talk about is, do you create playlists? So back in the day, we would create mix CDs where you download the songs, burn them onto a CD, and put them in your car. You know, put the CD in your car if you're going on a road trip, or if, you know, there's a certain band that came out, you would want their CD and everything. But nowadays, it's as easy as, you know, getting on Spotify, hitting a few buttons and making your own playlist, you know. A weekend playlist, road trip playlist, cooking playlist. I mean, you can have everything for anything. Bathroom playlist, you know, if you're into that type of stuff. Romantic playlists, can't go wrong with that. You know, serenade the ones that you love. And, you know, it's just fun. You know, there's so, like on Spotify, even if you don't have premium and, you know, you just want to, I think you can create your own playlist on free. I should have looked that up before I said it. But, you know, just creating playlists. Do you create them? We do here from time to time. Like if we have a holiday coming up, like Thanksgiving, I'll probably create a Thanksgiving playlist. And I'll post it online so you guys can see what kind of songs, you know, you listen to while you're eating turkey or, you know, hanging out or anything. But we would do one, obviously, for Halloween. We used to have Halloween costume parties here, and that was one of our main goals, was to, you had to have, got to have the tunes, got to have the Halloween music going on. And, you know, it was always a good mix. You know, you would have pop, you would have rock, you would have, you know, country, disco, everything. There was no holds barred. So with the holidays coming up, like I said, see what kind of music we do for Thanksgiving. Turkey Day Thanksgiving. Huh. The Turkey Day playlist. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud. But, you know, do you create any playlists? You know, like I said, road trip playlists are the best ones to do. Especially if you're going on a 2-3 hour trip. You got to have different music on there. The radio only goes so far. You know, you hear the same Lynyrd Skynyrd songs every 2 hours and drive you insane, you know. But creating a playlist is just as fun. You know, you are in control, and it's easy. Just a few clicks, find out, you know, you can name it whatever. And there's a lot of good playlists out there already. You know, if you can't come up with anything, but that's the beauty of it. When you do it your own way, you can do whatever the heck you want, have whatever you want on there. So, playlist, do we create them? Oh yeah, all the time, and well, not all the time, but you know, a couple times a year, and you know, just it's just good time getting handpicking the music that you want to hear, and you know, throwing in those oddball ones that people are like, "What the hell are you listening?" Like, hey, got your attention, right? But you know, that's the beauty of music. It's endless. It's endless. And even nowadays, you know, there's endless bands coming out. So hell yeah, props to them. Oh my goodness, sorry. But those were today's topics. If you guys want to talk about anything of that, or you have your own opinions on the stuff that I had said, or you know, you want to let me know what kind of stuff that, you know, you're into, like what kind of playlist you create, or you know, what popular music is in your country. That one I really want to know. So if anyone overseas is listening to this podcast, please let me know. You know, let us know what kind of bands we should check out, and you know, what kind of, what live shows are like over in your area, and you know, do you have big venues? Do you have festivals? You know, what kind of stuff goes on? So definitely want to know about that one. We'll do our top five now. So, like I alluded to earlier in the podcast, it's National Monopoly Day. It's also National Carbonated Beverage Day. So, lo and behold, our top five today is going to be the top five favorite pop. Soda pop, depends on what area of the world you're from. We call it pop here. I call it pop. You call it soda pop, sody, whatever you want, juice. But we're going to do my top five. As always, no particular order. We'll just go through 1 through 5, and then we'll go back and discuss them. So we got Diet Pepsi, Crush, Orange Crush, Mountain Dew, OG, Barks, Root Beer, and Tahitian Treat. So Diet Pepsi. Why do I have such an infatuation with Diet Pepsi? Well, not only did my mom drink it when, you know, when we was growing up, she would buy a 24-pack of Diet Pepsi, probably when it was only $2.99, maybe $3.99 at the time, long, long time ago. So we're talking mid-90s and up. And back in my drinking days, I would take Diet Pepsi and mix it with Black Velvet. I called it the DPBV. It's a Diet Pepsi Black Velvet. DPBV. Try saying that 5 times fast. And I just needed a chaser, you know, with some, it was a whiskey. It was a Canadian whiskey, Black Velvet. So I just needed a chaser. I'm I can say, you know, I'm not a man when it comes to whiskey. You know, I needed a chaser. I needed something to take the bite off. Unless it was good whiskey. Like, if it was Crown Royal, no chaser. If it was Wild Turkey, no chaser. But, you know, sometimes a Wild Turkey, I take that back. It just depends. Like, the honey, no, didn't need a chaser. But if you need, like, if you were doing just the regular Wild Turkey, I would chase it with Dr. Pepper. I don't know, it tastes pretty good. So Diet Pepsi and Black Velvet, I would mix them and, you know, or chase it. So that was the reason why I needed a chaser. And one day I was like, well, shit, I'll just try Diet Pepsi with it. And that was the beginning of a legendary drink. I ain't had that in a long while. Maybe one of these days I'll try her again. We had some good times. I liked whiskey. It was a good warming alcohol. And, you know, especially on a cold night, you have a shot of whiskey or, you know, just a small glass and take the edge off and warm you up at the same time. So, hell yeah. Maybe if it snows, if we get real bad snow this year, maybe I'll go buy me a plane or something. But Diet Pepsi for sure. Next on the list, we have Orange Crush. I love orange soda. You know, Keenan and Kel, he's like, who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. No, Brian loves orange soda. Man, I love orange soda. Orange is my favorite color, and I love orange soda. I don't know. It's just a good flavor. It's bright. It's refreshing. It puts you in a good mood. Puts a smile, you know, on your face. And it's orange. So, hey, 5 for 5. Can't beat that. Next on the list, we got Mountain Dew. I know that's kind of broad, but I like just the original Mountain Dew. Now, if you're going into flavors, I'll do the Code Red. Definitely do Live Wire, and probably a third one would be Zero Sugar. Gotta have that. There's so much caffeine and sugar in regular Mountain Dew. I think there's like 73 grams of sugar in it, but there's like 90 or 80 or 90 grams of caffeine in it, which ain't much. I mean, a cup of coffee is what, 100 grams of caffeine in it, so it's about the same, but just the sugar's what kills you. My goodness, that's what gets you, you know, gives you the shakes, and that's what, you know, makes you diabetic real quick. I'm sorry for all you out there that are diabetic. You know, I struggle, you know, especially around the holiday season with candy and chocolate. It's just so damn good, and it's fucking everywhere. You know, they got the best candy out now, and they do it on purpose. They know what they're doing, and, you know, but everything in moderation, that's the key. But Mountain Dew, like I said, the original one, or Code Red, or Live Wire, the three best right there, in my opinion. Zero Sugar, Baja Blast, I mean, good night. They have a Apple one out now that's exclusively sold at Kroger, so have yet to try that one. The Frostbite's pretty good. It's got a picture of a shark on it. There's one that's like cotton candy. I don't know. That's too much. Ugh. Cotton candy Mountain Dew. Ew. But someone would drink it, so there's an idea for you. Next on the list, we got Barks Root Beer. I love root beer. My wife hates root beer, but she has a long history with having root beer floats as a child, like damn near every night. So I understand why she would not like root beer. You know, when you have it that much, you're like, even the smell of it maybe just takes you back to, you know, like, oh God, I don't want a root beer float. But hey, there's nothing wrong with good old root beer float. You can have an orange float too. That's just as good. But Barks Root Beer, very first time I ever had it was at the Burger King in Heath when it was, when there used to be the bowling alley up by it. If you guys and girls remember that, where Lowe's is now, that never was there. In the 90s, it used to be Park Lane's Bowling Alley, and loved that place. And but every week, I would go, it was me and my mom, my grandma, my brother and sister, and we would go grocery shopping or go to the store or whatever, but we would always go out to eat. Very first time I ever had Barks Root Beer, we were at Burger King having lunch, and fell in love with it. It was one of the best root beers I've ever had, and still is to this day. Mug is good. Mug root beer is good. You know, the old saying, the foam goes straight to your brain. I love that commercial. What else is a good other root beer? Let's see, we got Barks, we got Mug. A&W, that's a good root beer. Cream soda, that's a good one too. But Barks root beer, just a real good, full-bodied root beer. And it's just really good. I don't know. It just makes me feel good inside. then last on the list, we have Tahitian Treat. So if you guys, girls, don't know what Tahitian Treat is, it's pretty much carbonated fruit punch. Oh, it's so good. I worked with my buddy James. His dad owned a vending machine route, and we worked at Twin Valley in Columbus. It was a psychiatric ward. People were awesome. But Tahitian Treat is the first time I had it there, and I would order it every week by the case. Well, not every week. I would order it here and there, but I would order a case of it. Oh, it's so good. You can still find it in the store now, but Keith, James's dad, was like, "Boy, you must really like that pop if you keep ordering it all the time." I'm like, "Keith, you don't know what you're missing out on, buddy. Oh, it's so good." And, you know, it's just, if you like fruit punch and carbonation, it's the best of both worlds right there. It's just really good mixture, and it's still good. You can find it in the store still, so if you want to try it, you like that, give it a shot. It's pretty good. So as the top five, we had top five pop. We had Diet Pepsi, Orange Crush, Mountain Dew, Berks Root Beer, and Tahitian Treat. So you guys, girls, let me know your favorite top five pops, or, you know, top five. It could be carbonated water. It doesn't have to be pop. It's a carbonated beverage day, so anything that's carbonated and you drink it, you know, even beer. Top five favorite beer. Hell, there you go. But with that being said, we'll end the show with a little did you know. Going back to the old root beer, my love for root beer. I don't know if you guys know this, but sarsaparilla is the root that flavors root beer. So sarsaparilla is natural. You can find it in natural food stores. They might have it at Kroger still, but we used to get ours at the Comfrey Corner in Heath, and here in town at the the natural store. Crap, it's downtown. Damn it, I forget it. But it's real root beer. Sarsaparilla, there's no fillers or anything. It's just natural root. It's the root that flavors root beer. So if you guys like root beer, and or if you want to see what, you know, it really, really tastes like, get you a bottle of sarsaparilla. It's really good. Not too expensive. I think about $2.50 a bottle, but really good. And, you know, full body for sure. but, you know, it's just good. I just love root beer. Kind of in the mood to have one right now, but we ain't got none, so damn it. Rabbit got shut down. But with that being said, I want to thank you all for listening again, and I apologize that there's a break in between episodes. Don't think I'm giving up on you, because I'm not. I love doing this pod. I love talking to you guys and girls, and I love feedback. So as always, leave me some feedback, preferably a 5-star review and a 5-star rating and a review. You can do that on Good Pods. You can do that on Pod Chaser. Might be able to do it on Apple or Spotify too. So please leave me a review. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see changed, what you want to see on the show. Are there certain things you want me to talk about, or certain segments or anything? You know, any input is always very appreciative. I want to make it so you guys and girls, you know, you keep coming back and listening. You always are. So very thankful for that. Always want to thank the veterans, past and present, for your service for this country. We wouldn't be here without you. And all your first responders out there, thank you for putting your life on the line and everything. And, you know, we're very, very thankful. You know, not everyone says it all the time, but thank you. And thank you. Thank you all for listening. Sorry, I got sidetracked with a little Bon Jovi. I'll be there for you. That's right. This is a song for you guys and girls listening right now. I'll be there for you. Even if you, you know, want to, if you're going through emotional times, the holiday seasons are coming up. So this is always the hardest time of the year for people that are, that can't be with their families, or they have family members that have passed. And, you know, but if you ever need to talk, I'm here for you. And, or talk to people that you talk to on a daily basis, of course. But if anyone ever needs to reach out, by all means, don't be afraid. You know, the holiday, I understand what it's like losing, you know, people that you love. Both my parents are, they are past, and my grandma's past. And, you know, I think about them on the daily and talk to them all the time. And, you know, the holidays is the time where you miss them the most. But they're always around. And very, very thankful to have good role models in my life. And I'm sure you all do too. So with that being said, I want to thank you all and have a beautiful weekend. It's Friday, so stay safe out there. We got a short week next week, folks, so get your rest in now for Thanksgiving. We're less than a week away from Thanksgiving, so thaw out your turkeys this week. Little PSA. All right, you guys have a beautiful weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you.